And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laron Landis and the late Patty Fink. And our guest is the inimitable Candy Markham.
I don't know how you say that. I'm real impressed.
He practiced.
Just for me.
In the mirror. Yeah.
And if Candy's here, it must be...
Pledge Drive!
Our goal this time is... Oh, we did well the first week. It started on May 1st. And we really did very well. So hopefully we can keep the Pledge Drive short. But we do have to make our goal. And... not a big goal, but we do need to make it, and we appreciate your calls. The number to call is 972-647-1893, and yes, I did have to look at it again. It's just been our number for, what, 25 years, something like that, because they changed it sometime in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm slow to adapt.
It was when they added the second area code.
Right.
Before they added the third area code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 972-647-1893 is the number to give to help us make our goal to pay for things like Patty's huge salary. And we were talking about that on the Jewish Music Hour before.
My salary? My salary?
No, not your salary, but the rabbi's salary. Everyone's salary. That's one way that we keep costs under control, because we get nothing other than the pleasure of being here every Sunday. But we do have expenses like the tower lease and the telephones and tower equipment and repairs and electricity and insurance and stuff like that that adds up to about $2,100 a day to operate this station, which on a commercial station would be one commercial.
We don't have commercials.
Yeah, but we don't have commercials. We're commercial free, which is a reason to help us stay on the air. We don't have large corporate donors either, like some of the other.
Well, speaking of the others, see, they say, like, go public, and I say, go community.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, we're community.
It's all local here.
All
the
live
programming.
And all local. Yeah.
We talk about what we want to talk about. We do our own investigating.
Now, we have a special pledge premium.
I think I want to get this one. First one straight up is. Which one?
I'm like going,
The
special one.
Yeah.
Ann Wilson of Heart.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh, well, I like her. Hubba, hubba, hubba for Patty.
Big fan.
But I love her voice.
My youth.
Yeah, since I was, same here. She's going to be at the Bomb Factory Wednesday, May 31st. You can get a pair of tickets for $70. That's a steal.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a pair of tickets plus a Kano and t-shirt for $100. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's Ann Wilson of Heart. I would love to see that.
She has a powerful, powerful voice.
She really does. Beautiful voice.
Patty, what did I give you?
KNON has an exhibit now at the Texas Musicians Museum in Irving. And they've got our first KNON console, our production room door from our first location in East Dallas. So you get to see a piece of the crack house, a piece of history. They did not knock it down when they bulldozed that building.
They left the door.
They left the door.
No, we took the door before they knocked the building down.
Took your closet door.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, they did. Now it's in a museum being exhibited.
Who knew?
You can go see it.
Who knew?
Yeah. Saturday, May 13th. It's a whole big party. We've got photos, posters, memorabilia, newsletters, all the things you can see along with the door and the console.
That door is historic.
It is.
It probably dates from about 1905.
Wow.
Which is when that building was built.
Wow.
And nothing in that building was replaced.
It was updated, you mean.
Or updated, nothing.
Blues, gospel, reggae, cumbia. We've got all kinds of things, all kinds of food. There's going to be a crawfish boil,
Woo-hoo.
Aaron Crawfish Boil. Saturday, May 13th, the VIP doors at 3 p.m. and the general admission at 4 p.m. And that's at the Texas Musicians Museum at 222 East Irving Boulevard in Irving.
What does that cost?
$50 pledge gets you a pair of VIP tickets. VIP tickets. Okay. $25 pledge gets you a pair of general admission tickets. So we have four pairs of the VIP tickets, and we have four pairs of the general admission tickets. So call 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. It would be a joy and a delight if we could knock off our part, doing our part for the KNON Pledge Drive in one show. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be awesome.
So help us out. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Again, this event is Saturday, May 13th, so that's this coming Saturday. For a $50 pledge, you get a pair of VIP tickets. For a $25 pledge, you get a pair of general admission tickets. And we have lots of those pairs to give out with your pledge. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Our guest is Candy Markham.
Hello.
And you're supposed to bring sanity to us today?
Well, I thought it looked like Sanily.
No, I fixed it.
Did you fix it?
He corrected it.
Because that could be a whole different show.
I wrote it at 6 o'clock this morning in the dark. How am I supposed to know where the letters are? I thought we'd start off with a happy topic. I thought we'd start by talking about grief.
Ha. Okay.
You know.
Hey, I'm the one grieving, so.
Yes.
If I can joke about it, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It really is. You know, there's such a thing, and you've always heard it, but good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is the healing emotion, mm-hmm. and it comes under, to me, the umbrella of the word pain. It has to do with suffering a loss of some kind, maybe missing out on some kind of opportunity, and for you, with Brian, you know, a lifeline of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so people need to give themselves permission to grieve, and there is no timeline on that. People want to know, well, how long am I supposed to grieve? You know, until you're through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's layers, it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you're not functioning, you're not getting out of bed and going to work.
Sure. You know, and when people ask me, how are you doing? I always say, well, good days and bad days.
Yes.
And I think most people understand when I say that. But I'm getting some odd looks when I'm saying, okay. Because I think some people think I should be just a complete mess 2 months later. And yesterday was the 2 month.
Yeah, so. I think people have ideas in their head, mm-hmm. About how grief works. And I don't. I know that, well, here's what I think. I think it takes about 3 months before you can ever really smile and mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I think after about 6 to 8 months, you do smile and you mean it. You might feel a little happy. And then as you come closer to the 12th month, the anniversary of the episode,
mm-hmm.
You get real sad again.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it doesn't last. It's a short sadness, but it's a time to acknowledge what happened. Some people go out to a graveside and visit that. Some people will maybe go to a favorite restaurant and order dinner or something like that, though I know you don't eat dinner.
I do, at home, alone.
And some kind of acknowledgement that this was the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks after that, that kind of real heavy grief lifts.
No, 2 weeks after that is his birthday.
So it hangs on for maybe.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about how the other side, friends, family, loved ones, how are we supposed to respond to somebody who is grieving? How do we let them grieve?
Well, I think it's important to accept the person where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're laughing and having a good time, then great. And if they're saying, you know...
People don't know how to respond to that, though.
No, they don't. It's uncomfortable for people that we don't know what to say.
Right.
But if you say crap like, well, he's in a better place. I always hate that. Uh-huh. Really? Do you really think so? It's not your job to make that person feel one way or another. It is your job to be there and to witness whatever the person in grief is doing.
But don't you think, too, that there's an enormous overlay I don't think we've mentioned, and that's like cultural expectations. And in the South, there is kind of this overhang of expectation that, like, after my dad passed, I cannot even tell you how many people among their friends told me, so you're going to move back in with your dad and take care of him now, aren't you? Like, and oftentimes in front of him. And we ultimately had to have a conversation about it because I don't expect that at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like they're trying to say something, but there's this expectation that culturally...
Do you know, when my mother died, all of his relatives came to the funeral, and then 6 months later we had what's called the unveiling, which is the tombstone is laid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the family comes back to the grave and says a prayer. And I had relatives. Now, I was 22 at the time. I had relatives who said to me, they were all going back to somebody's house, and it was all my father's generation. No, none of my cousins were there. And I had relatives who said, well, maybe you should spend some more time with your father. I was living upstate New York. He was in downstate New York. I was driving a 3-hour drive every week to be with him. And I think this is where I learned to be a smartass. Because I looked at them and I said, "And if each of you had called him once and taken him out to do something, he would be much better."
Ain't that the truth?
So, yeah. So what I'm finding is with some people, they're doing something, it's all about them. It has nothing to do with me. Because when I've requested something, that's not good. What we want to do is take you out to dinner. Well, I had an allergic reaction to all the food people brought into the house. And when I say allergic reaction, I was throwing up. I could not keep food down after that. And I wasn't thinking straight, so I didn't think to just take a Benadryl, which would have helped me retain fluids and be able to start eating, you know, light food again. And
that's because you never think straight, David.
What? I know.
You think Kaylee, maybe.
I know, and I wasn't thinking that way either. So I'm not accepting dinner invitations because I went out to lunch yesterday, and we went to a nice restaurant. I told the waitress, I said, what on the menu doesn't have pepper in it? And she said, oh, really, everything has, but I bet our chef can make you something. She went out, got the chef. The chef came in. I explained. She made a wonderful salad with chicken and other things. I was just going to order a plain salad.
Yeah.
And that was fine. I wasn't expecting anything else. But if I went out to eat with other people and I just ordered a salad, I'd hear about it because that was not their expectation. They wanted me to eat more because I'm not eating enough.
Right.
I'm getting a lot of comments like, oh, you look like you lost weight. And my answer to that is, oh, and you look kind of fat. And then I'll say to them, in what way do you think that was meant to make me feel better?
Right.
Oh, we're just worried about you. Well, that's not worrying about me.
Well, they could just say that.
I'm worried about you.
We're worried about you.
Or I thought it was just a simple, how you doing? And sometimes it really is best just to listen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have a comment for every single thing or a comeback. Just listen.
But the number of dinner invitations I got, and people are getting mad at me that I'm not going out to dinner. And I said, you know, I was invited to 10 dinners this week. I can't eat that much dinner. I don't have time. I'm not that hungry. And it's been real interesting to see that. And then I got from one person, when he got it, that I wasn't going to go out to dinner, it was almost a, well, I'm here for you, and whatever you want to do, we'll go do it. And that was after he sent me an email telling me what day I was going to go and have dinner with him. That's what started the conversation. I was busy that day.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think people want to know that they're important to you.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be able to say, I was there for my friend David.
That's what I was thinking.
And, people need to know, if they know you and they're in their, they've got your phone number and they're able to call you or your email, they are friends of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, I don't know if you want to do this, but you could just say, thank you for thinking of me. That's enough, you know?
And I tried that with most people.
Mm-hmm.
That works. You know, if there's anything that we can do, let us know.
Yeah.
And thank you. And, you know, there have been a couple of little things that I've asked from people, and those have been big things. But some of the people who are asking me, when do you want to go out to dinner? And, you know, I don't. Okay, so we'll make food and bring it to you. No, you won't. Nobody's bringing food into my house again.
Ever.
I mean, I just can't. This allergic reaction, I'm still feeling it. I have to be just real careful with what I eat. I'm saying I have to be real careful. I just can't eat the things that I'm allergic to. It works for me. I make my own. That's not helping me. But some people who really don't want to hear the answer, the reason they don't say if there's anything we can do, do you know what sets me off?
What?
When I have to do the things that Brian used to do, every time I have to walk to that damn mailbox in the front of the building, it's a hike to get there, he always did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always, okay, I'm going to be, that's one extra minute to get to work, because I usually go in the morning, because takes that long, and then another minute and a half or whatever.
It's a long walk to your apartment.
It is.
It is.
It's kind of a hike. Yeah.
But, you know.
And that's after you're inside.
Right.
But there are other things like that. Like, you know what? You could come over and change the litter box.
Yeah, Patty will be right over.
Nobody wants to do those
things. I see that.
But I think that's the reason, to answer your question, Laurent, why aren't people just saying, if there's anything I can do? Because they're afraid that it's going to be what I need them to do, not right. The dinner that they want to go to that I really have no interest in. I work all day. I'm tired at the end of the day. Oh, either that or I have a meeting at the end of the day, and then I'm even more tired when I get home.
I think about, David, is you have a very good self-esteem. You're a very strong person. What about all these people that don't have that?
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
inundated with what David's talking about.
And do you know, after you lose your partner, it's different than losing a parent. This was the person that I planned to be with for the rest of my life. And in the morning, everything was fine. In the evening, it wasn't. And all of a sudden, my life changed. I'm much more sensitive to little things. I'm like, over things that I really don't have to. I mean, even with some people at work, and I feel like I'm tiptoeing around them. And, you know, David, you don't have to worry about us. It's just I'm hypersensitive to certain things. So the idea that just saying, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm writing these long answers to people. Mm-hmm. I really don't want you to be mad at me that I just can't go out to eat. It's an allergy thing.
But you know what? You don't have to justify. I don't think you should have to justify.
And to most people, I don't have to. To a few people, they're not friends because of the torment and worry that with one of them that I went through overnight, how I was going to answer him.
Oh, wow.
We need to take a break.
Okay. When we come back, I want to say something about
sure.
what you just said.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by right here in the studio, aren't you, Josh?
And Chris.
This is Rollins Gelland, and I'm listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3. And darn glad to be doing it.
Hi, this is Valletta Lelson.
Hi, this is David Taffet. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. We're talking to Candy Markham. She is a counselor, and we're talking a little bit about grief. Before we get to that, it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. If you don't want to call in, what you can do is go to our website and pledge that way. We got some pledges last Pledge Drive directly from the web. Go to KNON.org. And then click on
Pledge Now.
It lists the pledge premiums. All you need to do is leave your name, address, credit card number, a phone number, and pick your pledge premium.
And then say Lambda Weekly or LW or that gay show or David Taffet
Or the late Patty Fink.
Or the late Patty Fink. All those things that would, because we want to get credit for your
right,
pledge.
Right. And I mean, the money all goes into the same pool, but we do have to, each show, in order to be renewed, has to raise a certain amount of money. And we usually make our pledge goal. They did real well this week. I want us to make our goal and have time to do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to make it to the third Pledge Drive show. So
yeah, let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Yeah, give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's a good thing to not get to the third Pledge Drive show if we make our goal. So give us a call. Don't wait.
972-647-1893. Help keep us on the air.
Mm-hmm. And remember, KNON was there for us as a community, as the LGBT community, since 1983. Mm-hmm. We were one of the first shows to go on the air, and we're still on the air, thanks to you. But be a part of that. Be a part of history and keeping us on the air. Make sure you've done your part. 972-647-1893. We've got Ann Wilson, the great, the phenomenal Ann Wilson.
Of Heart.
At the Bomb Factory
On May 31st.
And we've got the KNON exhibit. You can go out and see the door.
That's on May 32nd.
You can see the door out in Irving this coming Saturday and eat some crawfish. Mm-hmm. And that's Saturday, May 13th. $50 pledge gets you 2 VIP tickets. $25 pledge gets you 2 general admission tickets.
Yeah, and it's mostly a music festival, KNON music festival.
There'll be some homage to the door, but, there'll be lots of food and music. It's really what we're about.
I want to go and take a picture of myself in front of that door.
Sure, yeah.
I miss that door.
And we do have some really nice new premiums. This first one I'm very excited about, and that is there's a new Black Skyway Bluetooth comfortable headphones with the white KNON logo on it, and it's wireless. You can listen to it on your iPad, your laptop, whatever you have. You can hear from up to 33 feet away.
I have a transistor radio.
No. And it's only $75. That's a really good steal. I mean, for any headphones type of guy, so I know they can really run up to $200+ for a decent one. So $75 with the KNON logo on it, that's really nice.
Mine are decent.
How much did yours cost?
$750.
No. Probably like $5. Lower? $3.50?
Something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
They're from Micro Center.
Micro Center's out of business.
Right.
No.
They should have charged.
They're right up the road.
We have another premium I want to mention real quick. It is summertime. People are going to the beach and going to the pool. Get a KNON beach towel. That's also $75. I used to have one of those. I need to get a new one. They're really big and durable, very nice. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893, and get some of these premiums.
We were talking a little bit about grief.
I just wanted to say one last thing on that, because I know we have some other things that would be good to talk about. But losing someone like, I think you said your father.
My mom and dad are both passed.
And you said, and both your parents are too. When someone is sick and dying, you're not really prepared for it, but you try to be prepared for it. Mm-hmm. When you go off to work one morning and you come back that afternoon and your partner dies.
Your partner who's 11 years younger than you are.
Who never was sick. Mm-hmm. He wasn't sick when you went out the door. Mm-hmm. That's a shock.
Yeah.
And that is like trauma. That and both of these scenarios are difficult. But with trauma, trauma fractures when it comes into your system. Usually, memories and grief will go into certain file folders and certain file cabinets in your memory. But something that's been traumatized and it's something that doesn't happen in your everyday life. Mm-hmm. You don't come home right. and find someone dead. Not that you found him dead, but
he was passed out
here.
When I got home.
Right, right.
I woke him up. We had a little bit of dinner. He laid down and stopped breathing.
Right, right.
But I went through one other thing because there is this other layer. I couldn't get through to 911.
Yep.
So I know it isn't my fault. Other than I could have called 911 earlier when he was first passed out, but he woke up. He, you know, so
he ate.
And he ate.
Yes, he sat up and ate with you. Yeah.
I feel like I couldn't help him. And do you know how horrible that is?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guilt.
You know, my mother died, and the night before, I had spoken with her, and she, you know, she had been coughing and everything. So you play back in your mind, should I have gone over there and made her go to the ER or something like that? Even though, like David said, nothing. I know there's nothing I could have done. But you do kind of play back in your mind. It's like, maybe I could have done something. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if you knew that she was going to die, that he was going to die, you would have gone over. You would have done
right.
what you
mm-hmm.
would do. You didn't know that.
Right.
I mean, you loved them. So that's not because you were cavalier and didn't love them.
Right.
You just didn't know.
It wasn't. And that's the logical side. That's the logical thing that one side of my brain tells me. The other side was, couldn't you have done more? What could you have done to have saved him?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I know that's something that you get over. Now at 2 months, I don't say that to myself as often as I did
so
the first
nothing.
2 weeks.
So that's good. It means you're grieving.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, after my mom passed, I went to a therapist. And I've stepped in and out of therapy throughout my whole life, where, you know, you feel like I need some help dealing with
sure.
this.
Sure.
And one of the things that she told me, because my mom died suddenly at the age of 59, and so one of my goals is to make it past 59.
Yeah.
But she said that grief is like a spiral, and you spiral up or you spiral down, mm-hmm. and as you spiral up, you're going to go make a full circle and come back to mm-hmm. things like anniversaries and mm-hmm. dates and stuff. But if you're climbing higher each time, you know, then that you're making progress.
Yes.
And she says, as long
yes.
as you go higher, that's the
that's
important
good.
Thing, the
and,
direction.
And what I've been doing is I've been forcing myself to do certain things. Like I went to the Corral performance this week. Brian and I always went together.
They had to trigger.
Yeah, and you got married at a Corral.
And we got married at City Performance Hall and at a Corral concert. So, but I went by myself. But I knew so many people who were there. It was great. I've been talking to a number of other people who lost their spouses, like Ray Sablick, who lost his husband
yeah,
about
right
2 weeks
about the
before
same,
I
yeah.
did. He and I just text each other regularly, and that helps. You know, how
yes.
are you doing? How are you doing?
Because he knows how you feel.
He knows exactly how
yes.
I feel. Right.
Yes.
And then
at,
you went to the Dallas
Way. But who did I go with? George Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And we were joking, okay, we'll sit at the widow's table. But George and Jack always sat on one side of the runway that comes off the stage, and Brian and I sat facing them on the other side. So I sat over in Jack's seat.
And, there you go.
But it helped. It made it not uncomfortable to be there.
Right. Because they know exactly what you went through.
Yeah.
You know, the rest, I don't.
Yeah.
The
right.
rest of us don't.
So that's been helping. And several other people that I know who've recently lost a partner that,
yeah.
We've been talking, and that
yeah.
helps.
Yeah.
Before we go on to one of the other things we were going to talk about, it is Pledge Drive, and the phones aren't ringing. 972-647-1893. We really need to make our pledge goal. If you'd like to become a KNON Elite Music sponsor, get a pair of tickets to every KNON event for an entire year. KNON has 40 to 50 shows every year, and you know, we play all kinds of great local, live and local music.
And lots of food involved. There's food involved.
Always. So the types of events are things like all the live music that goes on at Sons of Herman Hall and Poor David's Pub. A lot of the performances are at the Texas Theater down in Oak Cliff. We have the crawfish boils, the chili cook-offs, the car shows.
The gumbo party.
The gumbo party, the Canoan Blues Fest, those kinds of things. You get two tickets to every event. It's $500, and you're just automatically on the guest list.
And let me tell you, we've done this before. When your names are on the list, and all you have to do is just show up and say, hey, after a while they recognize you, and you just walk in. Mm-hmm. There's no fuss, no much. Do you have the tickets? Do we leave the tickets in the car?
Right.
Where are the tickets? Do we have to go back? You know, you don't have to deal with that at all.
That's why Patty's always late.
Where are those tickets?
We just park and we go on in, you know, and it's great because you get to know people who come to these events, and the music and the food are just phenomenal. And there's something all the time. Like, right, as David said, 40 or 50 events all year long.
All year long.
So this is like prepaying fun for a year.
You'll easily make up that $500, like, quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we're right here. There's a $50 pledge for VIP tickets.
Go to five concerts.
Exactly.
Because most of these food is included, and two tickets plus food is going to cost you over $100.
Yeah.
To most events that are like this. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You can pledge by calling. You can just go to the web, KNON.org, and click the pledge button. Just fill out the information. It's not that much. And pick a pledge premium. They're all listed right there. Or you can call us and make a bank draft. If you give us a monthly bank draft, that's really very helpful with the cash flow. How much did they want? You select the amount to come from your account every month, pledge a dollar a day to keep KNON on the air. That's only $30 a month, drafted automatically. It doesn't have to be a $30 pledge. But if you do a monthly pledge.
You can do 10, you can do 20, yeah, you can do 25, right, you can do 50.
You can do 37.
Sure.
Sure. Why
not? You can do 89.3.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
So we're talking to Candy Markham about a variety of issues today. Let's talk about some bills. Two bills got out of committee this week, and I know everybody's going, oh God, what did they do now? Well, Eric Johnson,
former Lambda Weekly guest,
and he told us he was proposing these bills. His ENDA bill, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, is inclusive of trans people, inclusive of gay and lesbian people, so it's sexual orientation, gender expression, and identity is in these bills. It says that you can't get fired because of who you are. You can only get fired for your performance on the job. Mm-hmm. The other bill that got out is a pay equity bill. And you talked about this when Eric was here, how you were underpaid by a tremendous amount. Well, what happens with unfair pay is if you're starting an average of 30% lower and you're tracking that throughout your career, you end up with a career being paid lower and you end up making less.
You're stuck in that
because
all through your career.
And then it's not just about what you take home. But if you're like in a 401k with your employer, that's less money that you get put away. You know, like if you're putting in 5% or 10% pre-tax for your retirement,
that's true, Patty.
You know, then it's hurting your retirement. It's hurting everything.
It's hurting everything.
And so that's a really important bill.
Yeah. What does an ENDA do for people? And we're talking emotionally. Because it's more than just whether or not you're going to get fired. We understand people need a job. But what does that do to somebody? What is the unfair pay, the pay equity bill? What does that do for people?
Well, one thing I want to say when I think of ENDA, I think about that, let's say you're not LGBT, but you are perceived to be one of those letters. You could be fired for that. It helps everybody.
Well,
gay or straight, male or female.
You could also work for a gay employer, and you're straight, and he doesn't really like the way you act because you do all those straight things. You could be fired because you're straight.
Yeah, that doesn't happen that often. It goes the other way.
But this makes sure. So but it's not just, it's not written, it's not a, my point is, it's not a special right for just.
No, it's what happens for everybody
across
else.
For everybody,
not for us.
Across the board.
You know, how it used to be, and I think it still is, when people come to work on Monday, they talk about their weekend. You know? Uh-huh. What'd you do this weekend? Well, you might find yourself changing pronouns.
Oh, yeah.
He and I did this. Mm-hmm. If you're lesbian. Mm-hmm. She and I did this if you're a straight man.
Gay man.
I mean, gay man. That's right. Sorry. You got me all off on that straight thing. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. Patty,
wow.
Almost fell back.
Patty's chair is falling apart.
Get us a new chair. 972-647-1893.
No kidding. Her chair just broke.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, I think... it gives you confidence that I can be who I am and do the job mm-hmm. that I can do. Just like everyone takes it for granted that they can do that. And those of us that are LGBT do not take that for granted.
And it also gives a really, really good sense of comfort when you're applying for a job. I know when I, you know, right out of college years ago, I would always look. And then back then, there wasn't many of them. But I would always look to see if it said sexual orientation in their employment discrimination.
Absolutely.
And when
Absolutely.
You see that, it's like, oh, I'll apply.
Yeah, we look for that.
And you know what's crazy? That a lot of millennials look for that, too, whether they're LGBT or not. Mm-hmm. They don't want to work for... Because it says a lot about your culture,
mm-hmm.
the culture
no,
where
that's
you
a
work.
Good point.
And they
that's
look
a good
to see
point.
If they don't have protections for us, they don't want to work there either.
Right.
Because it's, you know, like, what does that say? Well, do you discriminate? You know, I don't want to work someplace like that because they're,
that's
you know, modern and hip.
And without an end, Josh, how did you ever get a job in Texas?
I don't know. I lucked out.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. It is Pledge Drive. The number to call is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Valletta Lill, and I listen to Lambda Weekly. I hope that you will, too.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis and the late Patty Fink, and we're talking with Candy Markham. Before we go back to Candy, we're talking about what some of these bills that got out of committee, what they actually do for somebody. One is ENDA, one is pay equity. Before we do that, it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We have, I think it's three sets of tickets to the to Ann Wilson of Heart. Mm-hmm. She's performing Wednesday, May 31st. At the Bomb Factory. Mm-hmm. The show's at 8 p.m. Tickets are $70.
For one pair.
For a pair. $100 gets you a pair of tickets plus a t-shirt. And give us a call. Tickets will be at the door for you, 972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. Call. We still have our usual t-shirts. We have a new gray one that I think I'm going to get. It looks really nice.
You know, I was noticing that before.
Yeah,
I like that shirt.
It looks really nice.
And beautiful blue.
Well,
I think that's the women's shirt, though. I think that's the...
Let's see here.
It
says an either or. Yeah. You can get it from a small up to a 5 extra large.
Oh, okay, so it'll fit Patty.
So,
yes, absolutely. Well, my girls need room.
She said her girls need room.
And Aaron.
Both of them.
In the same shirt.
They both get in the same shirt, yeah.
We're just going to have to pull up the Crayola box, 96 count, to figure out what exactly that blue one is, because I said it's blue and
it looks purple to me. Because, see, he's got on blue.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's periwinkle. Blue.
Yeah,
we debate about color of clothes all the time at home.
Cause he's got on blue too.
Gabrielle and I are like, no, that's, you know, it's this color. And Danny's like, no, it's that color. So we teach him that he's colorblind all the time. So I pulled up a colorblind test on internet literally just last week, but he did pass it. Like, okay, wait, something's wrong.
But it's just our regular KNON logo, it looks nice on the gray
shirt.
It
is nice.
Sure.
It does. So less is more.
Yeah, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. $40 for a t-shirt.
Yep.
We were talking about what ENDA does for somebody.
Well, I wanted Patty to say what she had said at the break.
Yeah, the crazy thing about employment non-discrimination, and I just had this out with an aide to State Senator Bob Hall from District 2 in Texas, because he was just incredulous. He said, that can't be, that's wrong. And I'm like, no, it's correct. And that is that 70% of adults in the country believe it's already there.
Yeah.
70% of people think we're already protected federally.
Yes.
And they have a hard time believing that a state, well, they just have to defer to, well, you're protected federally even if Texas doesn't have it. But Texas has it. I'm like, no, Texas doesn't have it. And there are like 30 states in this country that do not have it. And Texas is one of them. And you can be fired simply because someone thinks you're gay or trans.
You're perceived that way. Yeah.
Real or perceived.
You know, and I think a lot of that comes from the number of companies that have non-discrimination policies for gay and trans people.
The perception.
I think it also comes from, you know, the younger generations. They've just been brought up to taught that discrimination is wrong and you can't get fired because of your race, religion, or gender. So they assume that sexual orientation is part of that.
And if you think discrimination is wrong, it is Pledge Drive, and this station is probably the most diverse station anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yes.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Help support
Gay and
Lesbian Radio, Community Radio. We've been on the air since the station went on the air. There isn't a bigger supporter of the LGBT community than KNON.
And it's still needed by people.
Sure.
It's still difficult to come out as a gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender. And this radio station helps people. They feel supported.
Mm-hmm.
So help support this station.
And if, you know, we, for years, we were just the signal, and we would reach, you know, remember the story about a guy who was at Baylor, my alma mater, would drive to Hillsborough because it was the first place he could get the signal, and he would sit parked for, you know, 2 hours back when we had a two-hour show, and
right.
listen to the show and then drive back to Waco.
Mm-hmm.
And the signal would reach into East Texas and north into Oklahoma and then west, you know. But now we're on the internet and people can listen everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, people in Europe could listen.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly people in, you know, Wichita Falls. And
well, and we've gotten pledges from out of town, too.
Sure.
So shows
sure,
that people are listening. If you want to just pledge on online, while you're online listening to us, go to KNON.org and click the Pledge Now button. All the pledge premiums are there, and
you
it's
can
just
see
a
my
few
pictures.
Questions.
You know, like you don't have to. You can decide whether it's periwinkle or purple or blue.
Okay, so we're talking about how laws can make a difference emotionally for people. That they set a tone. Even if, you know, I bet the 70% who believe that we're covered, part of the reason they believe that is because, well, of course you don't fire somebody because they're gay. You fire them because they're not doing their job.
Right.
I really still believe that people are good.
Yes.
And well-intentioned. And why would you fire somebody who's doing a great job for you, making you money? Why would you fire them just because of
not only
who
fire,
they are?
Even hire. Because you couldn't be denied employment because you're perceived to be gay.
But ENDA really only covers once you're employed.
No.
It covers...
Employment non-discrimination
is
in the hiring, firing, promotion,
those
things.
Okay. Right.
Everything to do with employment
means
that if you're denied a promotion because, hey, you know, you look like you might be gay, that would be discrimination.
That's discrimination,
just as like discrimination when you're not even offered an interview at all.
Yeah.
Because maybe you mentioned that you are a member of the Human Rights Campaign or something on your application.
You know, it's funny you say that, Patty. The last interview I went to, where I work now, I purposely mentioned that I had a husband. Just to
really?
See.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Just to see what the reaction would be, and so forth, and I still got offered.
And see, that's cool because a lot of companies do, in fact, have the policies, but it might not translate into action in their
the
environment and in
their
culture.
Well,
you know?
Let's go to the federal government. The ACA is on its way out, and the AHCA is on its way in, possibly.
We don't know that.
We don't know that, but...
Well, it passed the House.
But
and they cheered. They cheered.
Listen, let me tell you, it worries a lot of people.
It worries me.
It scares a lot of people. It makes a lot of people angry. It's not fair. I mean, how it is not fair is that once they passed it, they exempted themselves mm-hmm. from that very same insurance coverage.
Yes.
Why?
Yes, they did.
Because it's not good enough. That's why.
Right.
And exempted themselves to have that hubris to do that. Well, and nobody picks it up.
Everybody picked that up.
Yeah.
Everybody picked that up. And I mean, it's so blatant.
And they voted on it before the CBO report, which is insane.
Well, and before they read it.
Nobody and yeah, there's a whole bunch of them
some
now
of them
saying
didn't even read it.
They never read the bill. They just voted for it and had a beer. You know, and they passed this thing without even knowing how much it can cost. They can't even tell the country how much it's going to cost.
And how many people are going to be uninsured?
Do you think that's important? It's just the most expensive spending bill in decades?
They're complaining about the ACA because it's the Obamacare because it costs so much, and they don't even care that it might be insanely expensive. So they haven't even calculated.
What they should have done is repealed Obamacare and replaced it with the ACA.
Yes.
Because people don't know the difference.
My state senator doesn't even know what the ACA stands for, so I don't know what that is. Okay, next question.
Is that Sessions? That's,
yes. Awful. Oh, no. This is Bob Hall.
State senator.
State senator.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Not the lame duck Pete Sessions, who's but in this district right here.
Speaking of idiots, we have a new winner in France, and it's Emmanuel Macron. It's not Marine Le Pen.
Oh, he won.
He won.
See, I've been in Waco.
Yeah.
I thought the polls
well, this
are
has just been coming out.
I thought the polls are open until 7.
The polls closed.
I'm kidding.
Oh. Time
well,
difference.
Hooray, hooray.
Yeah, that's so.
That's something.
And apparently it was quite decisive. So.
Well, because something came out 3 days ago that someone had hacked into his email.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I wonder who that was.
Wow. We've never heard of that before.
But they hacked in the wrong time. All campaigning in France has to stop 2 days, 48 hours before the polls open. And so they hacked in about a half an hour and released information about a half an hour before the 48-hour time limit. So the information didn't get out there.
Speaking of elections, mm-hmm. congrats to many, many, many people who won for Dallas City Council.
Right.
We have several runoffs. Mm-hmm. One of them is Tiffany Young, who's around Fair
District
Park,
7.
That area. One of them is West Dallas.
Tiffany Young and Kevin Felder.
Okay. One is East Dallas, District 6.
That's West Dallas.
West Dallas is Monica Alonso, who's the incumbent, and Omar Narvaez, who has been on our show a number of times. Omar is openly gay. It'll be the first time in number of years that we've had an openly gay person on the Dallas City Council. How important is that, Candy?
Well, you know, I think it's real important because I ran for city council as an open lesbian. I thought Medrano was open.
No.
Still not?
No. Sorry, Adam. No, we didn't mean to.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
We don't know.
What do
we don't know.
Know.
He has never said one way or the other.
Okay.
But back to the really important factor with Omar and Monica is that there's going to be a recount of an examination and investigation of all 651 mail-in ballots in West Dallas.
That's
so that may affect, in fact, the who's in the runoff.
Percentage, yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Could be.
And so that will take a while for
that
to happen.
And Ziggy from the next show, he ran in Wiley and he lost.
Run again, though.
By 200 votes.
I got 609 and Dr. Wallace get 03, but I was close.
You were
close.
City Council, yeah.
Yeah, go for it again.
Yeah, do it again.
You're getting closer and closer.
I mean, that's close. That's very close.
Yeah, that's very close.
Yeah. Recount.
The thing is, though, with Omar, the person who came in first is the incumbent, and the incumbent probably got as many votes just about as she's going to get. The other five challengers divided the rest of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Omar and Alex, what's Alex's last name?
Dickey.
Got most of those. And if they all...
Well, and I would just say former Lambda Weekly guest and often Lambda Weekly guest who I just adore, Linus Spiller, got more than some of those other candidates combined in the District 6 race. So
so Linus also. But if you put those votes together, I think in that kind of election, people vote for the incumbent or against the incumbent and choose one of the challengers. The ones who are against the incumbent aren't going to suddenly be for the incumbent.
Well,
you would think.
There'll be some.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is to get out the vote. It's June the 10th, I think.
Yes, and that's the
and it's
that was
get
my
out
point.
The vote. It, whoever can get their people to the polls.
Right. They have to get those people to come back.
Yeah.
You know, again. Yeah. And that's really hard.
So it's in the summer, you know.
Why is it important for us to have somebody on the city council who is gay, other than getting legislation and ordinances passed?
You know, when you have someone at the table sitting next to you or across from you, you watch your language.
I don't.
You watch how you think.
I don't.
You try to, and well, you don't, but. Well, you asked me the question, David, and this is what I think. I think people straighten up when there's someone across from them whom they usually are loose with their language with and not inclusive in their thinking of how is this going to impact this community of people. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have someone at the table that's LGBT.
And that was no greater importance than when Laura Miller and Valletta Lill, Elba Garcia, John Lozen at Oakley got the non-discrimination ordinance passed back in 2002. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were council members who said at the Horseshoe, had they at Oakley not been out and talking to them continuously about what it's like to be a gay person and how difficult it is to, you know, get a job, keep a job, housing, all of those things. And the discrimination that's out there, that they wouldn't have voted because they didn't really think it through.
Right.
And so it was a powerful thing.
Right.
And they said so at the Horseshoe. They said if Ed had not been out to me and made me think about it, I wouldn't have.
See, it's like we've said many times, it makes a difference when someone gets to know an LGBTQ person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
And I'm thinking of it in a different way. I think it's important that there are LGBT people on the council, in the legislature, in Congress, because it says we're part of the community, we're part of this country, and kids need to see that. I think it's really important for young people to see that we exist and we're part of what.
Well, not only would they exist, that we can flourish and have happy, productive lives.
Do you know, the night that Obama was elected, I was down at Bishop Arts where the big party was.
I was there, too.
It was a wonderful party.
A night to remember.
And when they announced he won, everybody cheered. But I was standing next to some African-American people. They didn't cheer. They were in tears. Mm-hmm. They were crying. They were
wonderful.
One of them was down on the floor just crying. Because it was that important.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. I think Omar winning and having a gay person on the council is terribly important.
Very important.
And look at the opposite of what can happen when there was that famous photograph that went out of all these old white guys in the Trump administration talking
cheering
about women's and talking about women's reproductive health and not a woman in sight.
Not even a
person of color.
Right.
No. And gives me an idea for a show, Laron. You and I will do it some week when Patty's away. We'll talk about women's reproductive health.
We're on it.
The head of Planned Parenthood is a man. We'll have him on.
We'll have him back.
Yeah.
He's been here before.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Ken Lambert.
Yeah. We'll do that. That way we don't have to listen to what the women have to say.
Why would
we?
Why should we?
On that note, it is Pledge Drive 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. The Jewish Music Hour before us beat us out this time. That's the first time that that's happened. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We'll be here a few more minutes. Or go online and pledge online, KNON.org. Hit the Pledge Now button.
Thank you, Candy.
You're very welcome. I love coming here.
And
I love it.
We'll
I
love having
miss
you.
It.
We'll see
Please
you
come back again.
For the August Pledge Drive?
Yes.
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 I'll
we'll
be
see
here.
You then.